Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
To keep from high, and I'm bound to keep on flying. I got one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let them catch me, no, not gonna let them catch the midnight rider.
Chris,
yeah,
sports,
it's been a while. McMonagle here with you for our 5-hour midnight ride on this, well, we'll call it a summer Friday. I know it's not yet, but it was hot out there today watching the Eagle Mighty Mites take on the Jacksonville Jaguars earlier today. Oh, dad life. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. We got a whole bunch of people. An intern. They let an intern in the building, and he's still in the control room. We got Fleegs waiting to take over for Connor on the other side. And I got you for 5 hours, taking your phone calls at 888-808-1019. And, wow, walk-offs all over the place, as the baseball day was rather interesting, I suppose. And let's get to it. And let's start with the Mets. That's right. I said let's start with the Mets, who had a huge win. You cannot lose to the Miami Marlins. You can't do it. You can't lose 2 out of 3 to the Miami Marlins. You can't come off that trip. You can't come off sweeping Washington. You can't come off getting that great win in Philadelphia. And then you can't come back to the mainland and lose to the lousy, terrible, disgusting, not trying to win Miami Marlins. And a lot of it was hard to watch as the offense continues to be wildly inconsistent. You're watching Nimmo have terrible at-bats. Alonso, the same ugly offense you've seen over and over and over again. But ultimately, I thought this was a terrific win in a myriad of ways for the New York Mets. One, you avoid this series loss to Miami, which would have been devastating. It just can't happen. But then there are certain things in this game that no matter how you want to look at the team, and as we do, right, when we look at the Mets right now, there's the two corresponding ways to feel about this Mets team. If you are a, I'll give him a pop, but Tommy Lugauer has been very positive. If you are, let's call them Tommy Lugauer Met fans, who still believe this season is worthwhile, who still will tell you how many games out of the wild card they are. They'll still tell you this season's long from over and anything can happen. We saw the Arizona Diamondbacks in the World Series last year, and it's hard to argue with that. Despite how many teams are between the Mets and that wild card, yeah, it's a handful of games that could be made up. Lickety-split, we're not even halfway through the season. And then there's the, well, listen, this team is rotten to the core. I don't trust anyone. I wouldn't be surprised if they sell Alonso. We're stuck with Lindor's contract. If only there was a way to ship out McNeil. Nimmo's been terrible, you know, and ultimately Stearns is going to do what Stearns wants to do, which I do believe he wants to do, and trade everyone, acquire assets, and go about building this team in his image. No matter which kind of Met fan you are, no matter how you look at the Mets, last night was as good as it can be. Because if you are the positive Met fan, hey, you won a big game to avoid this disaster against Miami. Luis Severino continues his good starting pitching. He's really been great for the team. Another nice six-inning performance. You get Diaz back from the injury, pitched a nice clean inning, and hopefully maybe just a break and just to get away from it with the injury kind of cleansed him of whatever he was dealing with mentally and whatever lack of confidence he had. And that's a good to come back right away, although, you know, not being in a closing situation still, but to come back, be given the closer job by the manager, and have your first outing back be a nice clean one. Hopefully that can build him some confidence. And then you saw the big home run from what I will probably tell you right now, the best hitter on this Met team. The Met hitter I have the most confidence in. The player I believe in the big spot, besides maybe Bader, who isn't nearly the same player as J.D. Martinez, but is clearly, you know, has been clutch for this Met team. But J.D. Martinez is someone who was brought over here last minute, who is sort of the only really addition to the offense, like legit addition to the offense, middle of the order type bat addition to the offense. And he's been excellent for the Mets. And he's the guy I think you would want up there in that spot. And he comes through with the big walk-off home run to give you a much-needed victory. And you've won 8 out of the last 12. You're feeling better. You haven't lost a series now in a while. You swept Washington. You split with the Philadelphia Phillies. And now you've taken a series coming back. You're starting to build momentum here, which, you know, if you've heard this show, I'm a big proponent of. So you're starting to build momentum. You haven't lost the series. You're playing okay. You're pitching fine. You got your closer back to at least do something to help this bullpen that's been a disaster over the last month. And you came through in the clutch. Lindor with a good at-bat to get on. And ultimately, that's a nice walk-off win to give you good vibes heading into the rest of the season. Bravo. You feel good about it if you're that kind of positive Met fan. And then if you are the negative Met fan who wants to trade everybody, yet another game where you could look at two of arguably your best trade pieces heading down into the trade deadline in J.D. Martinez on a one-year deal and Luis Severino. They continue to add up. I mean, who wouldn't? Luis Severino has a track record of being an ace. You put aside last year, when Severino pitches, Severino is excellent. Severino is the ace of the Yankee staff for years. Severino gets people out. Severino in this game, he still has the stuff. His strikeouts are down this year. Only had 2 strikeouts in this game. But to go 6 innings, 1 run, get out of jams, get the double plays, make the big pitch when he makes it, to stack up what he's been doing this entire year, Severino can get you a nice return on a team that's going to be chasing the pennant, needing some starting pitching. And J.D. Martinez, you want another guy with track record 30-100 last year, a middle-of-the-order impact-type bat who can show you, I know it's his first walk-off home run ever, but it's shown you the ability to be clutch, the ability to be the guy, and without question, is part of the many myriad of assets they have that could get them a decent return. And those two guys right now, for me, are the top of the trade wish list of the New York Mets, if that's what they eventually will end up doing, which I believe they will. Those two guys are, without question, two of the better pieces they have to get a return to start to continue to shape this new era of Mets baseball that will start probably next year with Stearns and maybe spending some money in free agency. We all know the money's coming off the books for Scherzer and Verlander. And, you know, we don't have to talk about Soto every 10 seconds, excuse me, but we all know the money that could be spent in free agency, plus the addition of a lot of young talent. You have Manaea, you have Quintana, you have Severino, you have J.D. Martinez. You have all these pieces that you could trade away. Plus, you got Lindor getting better, who's a key piece. You got Diaz, hopefully back, who's a key piece to your bullpen and throwing. Last night went about as well as it could have for the New York Mets. That's a solid win, no matter how you look at this franchise.